Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Why are you dressed in a fishing net?
I'm not. You're looking at me like you have something to say.
I was very confused just now. I thought we were starting the show, and it seems like you're doing a different show.
What kind of a show?
I'm one just that makes more money than ours. That's what you're teeing up for. If you want to see through her clothes,
please,
you have to leave something to the imagination. Zip that back up. Perfect. That's it. We have the intro song. Sure. Done.
Welcome back to another episode of Sheena Interrupted.
I wasn't going to even interrupt today. I was so distracted.
By my shirt?
That's a shirt?
Yes.
It doubles as the thing you can use if you want to make cheese out of milk.
A cheesecloth?
Yeah. Is that a cheesecloth shirt?
No. It's sheer. It's very, very sheer. But that's why I wore something underneath.
Does one pay more or less for less coverage?
Don't worry about it. Let my clothing choices be my choices and my responsibility. For anybody that's just listening and not watching, I'm literally wearing
a
sheer top over my tank top.
Yeah, but it looks like a brassiere.
Like if I came down in a tank top, you'd be completely fine. You wouldn't say anything about my clothing choices.
Nope. Okay, so we were in the middle of a game last time.
Yes.
Was it a game?
It was like 20 questions. I pulled 20 questions for 20 years.
Yeah. And where were we?
We were at question number 9.
Ayo, halfway.
Not even. Yeah, we were literally not even halfway.
That means we can go right into the questions. That was fun.
Yep, so if you were here last week...
Who's going to start listening at part two?
That's a crazy person. I'm just saying, if you happen to miss last week's episode, we talked about the fact that it was our anniversary... And it was our 20th anniversary, so we did 20 questions for 20 years, and we got through about 9 questions. I can take this one.
You wrote the question? You're going to take the question. Okay, go ahead.
What is your favorite interrupted moment in our relationship? I know what mine is.
Are you going to say like that J.P. Sachs song
that
kind of launched your newfound...
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
We happened to be filming and you interrupted my song, and that's what started on this track of this whole social media crazy thing that just like we fell into.
We didn't know we had something called Sheena Interrupted until that day.
I know.
You just thought it was rudeness. And now you made a whole business out of it. Talk about taking lemons that life gives you and making apple juice.
That's right.
Cheers to you, friend.
We didn't even know at that point that we knew we had something good and fun and we wanted to share that, but we had no idea that that was going to lead to where we are today. So I'll put a clip from the J.P. Sachs video.
Hey, no boys allowed. Come on. We're sending no boys allowed.
I'm Gabby Bobby.
Today, Hannah Bowen is sending no boys ever in this house. Go do your studies.
Why?
Must do studies. No, we're ready. Ending. Nobody's coming over. Close the windows.
Next question. Who would play each of us in a movie about our marriage and what would it be called?
I would pick, for no reason other than because I think he was amazing, Robin Williams to play me. And we also have the same chest hair. Okay. So if you're casting based on chest hair alone,
same.
He would be good. For you, I would pick... Does it have to be someone that looks like you or someone?
Somebody that's got
Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez.
Because she can sing.
Yeah.
She can act.
Yeah.
She looks good in see-through clothing.
That is a big...
Jennifer Lopez.
That is a big compliment. Thank you. I think she's fabulous.
Okay. Who would you pick?
For myself?
Yeah.
Like somebody a little more goofy.
Who are you thinking of? Like Tina Fey?
I was thinking of Tina Fey. But I'm not that funny. Okay, I take it. Jennifer Lopez is a good one.
But what about my character? Who would you pick?
I love Robin Williams. Like, I find his comedic timing was very, like, on point. And I just, the way he spread joy in the world. And it has nothing to do with the way that he looks or his chest hair. But I do think that he was just, like, such a good, kind soul. What is the most random memory you think about that you still think about from our wedding day?
Okay, you go first. You've had time to think about these things, whether you knew you were thinking about them or not. That's Your brain true. Was processing behind the scenes. That's so let true. Me think quickly while you're answering.
Okay, but you may not know this about our wedding day.
I probably don't. Or even if I knew, I forgot it.
Do you know now. I almost passed out at our wedding?
No.
So, okay. So as we finished doing our like wedding ceremony... You know, there was that whole, like, thing with the shoes. They stole your shoes. And then, so in our culture, during the wedding, all of my cousins took his shoes. And so part of this tradition is you hide the shoes and then you demand that the groom pays you some sort of, like, a... They call it karchi, which
they
is just sort of like a...
They kidnap your shoes.
They kidnap your shoes and then they ask you for like a little blessing.
And you're like, my shoes are $3 and I will never wear them again because of these like wedding design shoes.
No, but it's all part of the fun.
And then they mock you when you're like, okay, I will give you $100 for my $2 shoes. And they're like, ha 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 ha, you cheap You think you're going to marry my sister with $100? You will never make it. That's $7 million. And you're like, 105? So, and a negotiation ensues where drunk aunts and uncles take over from the kids who are having fun.
Yes.
And they end up signing a bond over 7 years that you have to pay interest on. They've taken it too far
They
now.
Have taken
I
it too far.
I just paid off for my shoes last year. Yeah, it took 19 years to pay it off.
No, it did not. I think that it was fine how it went. You didn't overpay for them.
I don't remember.
But
did you give me a loan?
No, I
must have borrowed money
you
from you to pay it off.
I remember there just being a lot of people.
Because like, it turns into a rugby match.
Yeah, it really does. And we were like right in the middle of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember overheating because my outfit was so heavy to begin with. And with all the lights and all the people and all the screaming. And there was just a lot of chaos. And I remember holding on to your hand or your arm and saying, we got to get out of here. So just give them whatever they need and we got to go. And
I just gave them my pants. No. And I said, here, take these. Since you're already robbing me.
And I had to hold you to stand up because I felt like I was getting really, really lightheaded. My blood pressure was dropping and I was about to pass out. And then we...
And we were just married like 7 seconds.
Yeah.
And I'm like... You have blood pressure issues and now you're telling me?
So we went to the room where we were going to change into the next outfits for the reception.
Oh.
And my friends came to see us and they said I looked like I had taken drugs. Like they said you did not look like yourself at all. You were super chill. But I think I had just
passed your first second as a Melwani.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, now I have to adopt the culture of... calm.
Oh, really? Because all the Melwanis are super calm?
No, just me.
Oh, okay.
You're like, okay.
Because they are not.
We have a thing.
I think that I had like fainted and I just was coming to.
You fainted?
I think so.
I must have fainted also.
Maybe.
I would have really fainted if I married someone who fainted.
Like, what is happening? So that was the craziest, most random memory. And it still
You
comes...
keep remembering like, oh, I almost passed out.
Like every time I talk to one of the girls, they're like, oh, remember when that happened? Like it came up the last time I saw them. Do you have a random memory?
Yeah.
Okay, what is it?
Oh, I remember our thank you speech.
Our thank you speech?
Yeah.
It was not really my speech. It was your speech.
I didn't say anything. I couldn't get out two words.
I just
kept handing the mic to you and I just going, oh, what she said.
We were both
You
very
kept going,
emotional.
No, you
I
were,
said thank
you.
You
said, you said like properly, nicely. And I was like, okay, say this now. Tell them that was really sweet. And you're like, you tell them. And I was like, no, you tell them.
Do you remember when we went back to our room? at the end of the night and I had to start
pulling up. I remember that. That's not a random... I mean, that is very random.
It is very random.
I don't think about it, but I do remember it.
Yeah.
You had over 100 pins in your hair.
Yes, I did.
And other people's hair.
Yeah.
For good luck. In our culture, you have to cut hair from all your female relatives and stick it in your head.
I had never worn hair extensions before in my life.
No wonder you're going to pass out.
I had never worn that many pins or that much makeup on my face. It took me about an hour to get...
Minimum.
Yeah.
I took a nap. I took out all of the pins. Hair fell down. It was like that episode from The Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
You're like, ooh, what is this? You're taking out eyes. You're taking out hair. Yeah, like colors. Everything's changing. I don't know what was happening.
Yeah, that was a funny memory.
Luckily, I knew you before we got married.
Okay.
Then I was like, oh, there you are. When I first saw you at the wedding, I was confused.
Like, who is this?
I'm like, what happened to your head? It's so much heavier.
What's the most surprising thing that changed about us over the years?
I think we just get to know each other better.
Okay.
Like, we're not done.
No.
Like, we know we'll never be done.
Right.
We keep evolving.
Yeah.
Right? Like, everyone evolves. And then there are certain couples who fall away from each other.
Yeah.
They're each developing different things in their lives. And then at some point, they turn around and they say, hey, wait, you haven't moved from who I knew 3, 4, 5, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm this different person now and it doesn't match anymore.
Yeah.
We knew that movement was happening.
Yeah.
And we kept working to kind of morph our relationship so it could work.
Yeah.
To accommodate everything we were doing. And I think that's something we do well. Yeah. We constantly are sort of checking.
And calling each other
out. What's happening. Yeah. So we've also been lucky. There hasn't been a scenario where either of us sort of felt, okay, this doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
That's not really an option. It was always... this is something that's bothering me, or this is what I need to do.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I think that we're really good at calling each other out when we don't agree.
Yeah, like you're wearing a see-through top today.
I don't think that I was very good at that in the beginning.
Did you choose to wear the see-through top on purpose?
Yeah.
I'm now understanding what's happening.
What do you mean?
You're a smart one. Is it just me? Or did you do this on purpose to get me talking about clothing because you have a clothing ad to do today? Damn it, I fell for it again. You wear ridiculous clothes, so I tell you to go buy new clothes, and then you say, oh, funny for you, I have 15% off. Go ahead. Was it Revolve?
Yes.
I knew it. You set me up, bro.
I do want to talk to you about Revolve and the fabulous options that they have on Revolve. Okay,
but this is not from there.
No, it's not from there.
Because if it was from there, they won't like this commercial.
My jeans are from Revolve.
Okay, your jeans are not see-through.
My jeans are not see-through.
They're serving their purpose.
Got a new pair of shoes and a new pair of jeans from Revolve recently.
But not a top, as we can see. So we're starting from the bottom up, the rebuild.
I spent about 15-20 minutes looking for like a couple of things that I liked. And what I loved about Revolve was that they suggested things that I could pair with my jeans and my shoes. And
they're good. You go for pants, you come out with a full outfit.
But I want to
tell you, good discount?
Yes, there's a good discount.
Okay. And better be more than 10%.
With over 1,200 brands and over 100,000 styles across high-end, emerging and exclusive labels in fashion, beauty, and home goods, Revolve consistently offers the latest and most sought-after trends in fashion from top brands like Lovers and Friends, Amanda Uprichard, A. Goldie, these jeans from Citizens. So many options.
What's the discount?
Okay.
Why are you doing all
because
this?
Because I want to tell people, if they've never heard about Revolve,
they've been living under a rock. Everyone's heard about Revolve.
You know they have new arrivals every single day? Do you know they have men's stuff now?
God, I did not need to know that.
From last-minute getaways to party dressing and seasonal upgrades, Revolve has you covered with fast two-day shipping and easy returns all on them. And for a limited time, you can shop a curated selection of my favorite styles at revolve.com/Sheena15 and receive 15% off your first order with code Sheena15. That's revolve.com/Sheena15 to shop my top picks and get 15% off your first order with code Sheena15. Offer ends June 30th, so don't miss out. All right.
I don't even remember the question.
I was actually going to say the most surprising thing that's changed about us over the years, and you were saying that we keep evolving, and I think what's really good is I don't think I was very good about speaking up right away. I would hold a lot of things in.
Oh,
I would
hold and hold.
And then
it
would like
you say sometimes.
Build, and then I would have this, we'd have this like big fight.
Explosion.
Yeah, but I think now I'm better at not like holding like things
in. Mini fights. I prefer the mini fights than the big
fight. It's not a mini fight. It's just speaking your mind.
Mm-hmm.
I think it has a lot to do with your age too. You're like not sure how something is going to be received, and you're not sure what the consequences are going to be. And the longer you spend together, the longer you realize like, okay, I can do this. I can say this. And this is not the end of the relationship. Yeah. If it goes
like,
out.
I don't give a shit what he thinks.
I do.
I'm going to tell him. I'm going to put him in his place. Some of the things you say, I've told you this. I want to record them sometime.
Ditto.
No.
Ditto.
No ditto.
Yes, ditto.
No ditto.
Yes.
When you get mad, you have no filter.
That's
it's
okay.
An amazing thing.
I love it. I'm very
passionate. I think
passionate.
That's great.
Yes.
I ignore it.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, like, how can you speak to someone like that?
Yeah.
But I have that filter.
Okay.
I'm curious as to how freeing it must be to just say things
you
like that.
You say things without a filter also.
No, that's filtered. You can't imagine what I'm thinking when I say those things. You at least I know how bad it is because you just say it. I'm shocked that you say it. And I'm like, damn, she's saying this. She cannot have a filter because if she had a filter like me, I can't even comprehend what she's thinking right now.
Moving on. Okay. Next question. What advice would you give to newlyweds today? Like, it's not always this like romantic ride. Like, sometimes it's going to be hard. And sometimes you're going to laugh and sometimes you're going to cry and sometimes you're going to go through amazing things and sometimes you're going to go through hard things. You can't run away when it gets hard. There are certain circumstances where you just do not belong in a relationship. And I think that we all know exactly what we're talking about when we're talking about being in an abusive relationship or being in like just a mentally unstable relationship. But I'm just saying, even if you're in a healthy relationship, even if you're in the best kind of relationship, it is not without its challenges. Even the most in love couples, they have hard times.
My advice would be very similar to what you said. There's no perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And the minute you stop pushing to resolve issues and make it better,
mm-hmm.
you're starting to walk down the path of creating a scenario that you may be together. It may be perfectly fine, it may be livable, but you're moving towards a scenario of coexisting
mm-hmm.
versus building.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no scenario where you're not building.
Mm-hmm.
It never happens, never comes.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to constantly keep working on it.
Right.
And working on it is like not hard if it's...
No, it's just being present and it's being attentive and it's being thoughtful, right? Next question. Which of our traditions do you hope we keep forever?
I'm liking our little Diwali parties at
home.
Me
too.
I think I can't remember why. Something happened this year and we didn't do it.
Oh, I was sick. I had the flu.
You were sick.
It was sad that we had to miss that.
And that was bad that we didn't do it. I think we need to get better about putting it on the calendar and getting it on our friends' calendars in advance.
Yeah.
It was something that I took maybe a little bit more for granted when we were growing up, when we had so many friends and family around us.
Yeah.
When we moved to Boston, we lost that.
Yeah.
And we did go to other people's parties.
Yeah.
But that wasn't, it didn't have that family feeling, right? These were friends and we would see people we haven't seen in a long time and you would you just congregate as a community.
Yeah.
And it was fine, but it didn't feel as emotionally charged as what I remember growing up, even though I took it for granted. And then when we started doing the Diwali event
mm-hmm.
for our, you know, we started sending a happy Diwali card and we'd
mm-hmm.
get the kids ready and it really felt good. And I realized why I like it so much is because the people we invite
mm-hmm.
are the people who we see as our family here.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it's small and it's, you know, it's not a big production. It's
mm-hmm.
not big tents outside and this and that. It's the families who we would call if we had an issue and we needed someone to help with one of our kids. And we know these people would drop whatever they were doing to help us. So I really like that tradition.
Yeah.
I know I may have answered differently. You're asking for like a couple's tradition. And my mind just went to one of our family tradition, because I know you and I both like it.
Yeah, we do.
But is there any tradition like for a couple that you think of?
I love the tradition that we do, and we've brought our kids into this, but the February tradition.
Oh, that's
where
a good
we write
one.
Our one thing that we love about each other on the door.
Where did that come from?
I just must have seen it somewhere, and I started doing
done
it.
That we've done years, it. We've done before it for years. Before they could write. Mm-hmm. Is that like, right? So yeah. It's been like 10 years.
Yep. The kids would, at first, they would tell us what they wanted to say, or we would just do it for them. We would basically write one thing we love about each other or about the kids, and we put that on the door. And I think that's a really nice, we do it for the entire month of February leading up to Valentine's Day.
It's not hard. If you're in a relationship, write 14, I love the way you smile. Mm-hmm. I like the way you do this. Mm-hmm. It makes me happy when you do that.
Yeah.
And before you go to bed, you look on your door and there's this construction paper heart.
Yeah.
With a really nice,
I think Zara still has hers on.
Hers are still up on her door.
She doesn't want to take them off. When did you first know that you were in love with me?
I still don't know. No, I'm in love with you. I don't know when.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea when.
Okay.
I don't even know when we started dating. How am I going to know when we started loving? Do you know?
I think.
Oh, after you got your visa. Yeah, I know. When you got your visa, you were like, oh, yeah, now I can stay in the country.
No, there was a moment years ago. We were not married, obviously. We were fighting.
When you knew?
No, we were in a fight and I was singing for something, and I remember I didn't tell you anything about it because we were in a fight. And you came to me and you'd said to me something like, I can't believe that I don't know what's going on. Like, you had this exciting thing happen and you had this exciting thing happen. And you were very concerned with the fact that I did not share that information with you. And it was so sweet. Like, you were really hurt. Your feelings were really hurt that you didn't know this amazing stuff that was going on.
What was happening? I don't know now. You're not telling me.
I can't even remember exactly what was happening. It was like something to do with music. And then I was singing for this party.
Oh, and you were purposefully not telling me.
We were in a fight. We weren't talking to each other. Got I think it, we were broken it. Up.
Okay.
So you just didn't know. And it hit me that like, oh, you really do care a lot. And it's not just these feelings that I have, but it's a two-way street, you know? And and then I think it started growing more and more from there.
There's like two levels of responsibility in a relationship.
Yeah.
You can be angry and you can fight.
Yeah.
But that second layer at the bottom is the foundational layer.
Okay.
And if you don't attack that layer, you can come back from the surface issues. So when you're fighting, someone angers you, all of those things, those are surface layer issues.
Okay.
Like, you can be in that fight, but you get a phone call from your significant other who's at work and says, come pick me up.
Oh yeah.
I had something bad has happened.
You stop everything.
It doesn't matter.
Yep.
The fight doesn't matter
but
anymore.
But we were not married. We were not dating. We were not, like, this was way before
Why were you even telling me these things if we weren't talking to each other, we weren't dating, we were emailing?
No, because we liked each other. I think we were dating and then we broke up.
Okay. I never realized we broke up until right. I'm not even joking. You think I'm joking? I tried to make you break up with me once and you said no. So I'm not even from, I don't think we were broken
maybe
up.
Maybe I don't remember
we
the
probably weren't even dating then.
We were not married.
Yeah.
And we liked each other. But I know that there was just tension between us, and I know that this was a situation where, like, we were in a moment where we were taking a minute from each other.
If you're saying to me that you thought we were broken up and I was still curious as to why you didn't tell me something, it's very likely that I had no idea that we were having tension.
We were having tension.
I wouldn't have even said it. I would have suffered quietly. I would have never been like, oh, why didn't you tell me this?
No, you did.
This is just early misinterpretation of facts.
Maybe.
Your...
But that was definitely one of those moments that I logged in.
You're like, oh, someone cares.
Yeah.
That's what it's like.
Yeah.
It's that bottom layer.
Yeah.
That if it gets fractured.
Yeah.
That's a lot harder to repair.
Yeah.
And I think many relationships, to the earlier conversation we're having, end on the top layer.
Yeah.
And not on the second layer.
Yeah. What do you find most attractive about me now that you didn't notice before?
Your lopsided boobs. I can see them fully in this outfit.
Stop.
What?
You find that the most attractive thing about
me? I didn't say, you didn't say attractive. You said funny.
Yes, I said, what do you find most attractive about me now that you didn't notice?
No, wrong
before?
Answer. It's not that I didn't notice before, it's that it's evolved.
Yes, my confidence.
Yes.
Yes.
There's not much has changed.
For me?
I guess a lot has changed.
Of course.
But a lot, you're more confident.
Yeah.
Which comes from overcoming insecurities.
Yes.
Which comes from recalibrating the way you see the world around you.
Yes.
So they're like all linked.
Yes.
Right? So it's like ultimately the environment that you're in is being interpreted by you differently now.
Yeah.
And that's a really nice thing to have. So yeah. You interpret it in a way that's, you're not like owning things that aren't your fault or there's nothing you could do about it.
Yeah.
And that's better because I don't like people.
Yeah.
So it's great. Don't have to deal with drama. What about you?
Mine is, so you have this amazing ability to like
juggle to Sean Paul songs.
You do have an amazing, that's not what I find that's attractive. Not it. That's not it.
It's a skill.
It is. But you have this amazing, like you're very smart, but you don't need to sound smart to people. Like you have this amazing ability to not really care about what the perception is. You're much happier making somebody smile or making somebody laugh than them leaving knowing that you're like super intelligent or super like, you know, well-read or you know what I mean? I love that about you. I love that you don't care if a person, what a person thinks about you.
I don't not, like I don't mean it in a way of, oh, I don't care what they think.
No.
It's just not my place.
It's like, not at all.
Everyone's entitled to their opinion.
Absolutely. I'm not saying it that you mean it in
that way. Oh no, I didn't take it that way.
What I'm
just explaining to you that my view of it is less around, oh, I've worked hard so that I could be in a position where it doesn't impact me what somebody says or thinks. It just comes from a place, a very core belief.
That it's, yeah, you that don't.
Everyone's entitled to their opinion.
Yeah, absolutely.
I respect that. Like,
I completely agree with that. And that's what I'm getting to. And maybe I'm not saying it in a way that's coming across. But it's,
yeah, I don't know what the hell you're saying. Why are you insulting me?
Can you let me finish?
I'm trying. Just sitting here in your see-through thing. Yeah, zip it up. Oh yeah, this is the only thing one can wear that removing it makes it less appealing. What happened to your arm?
Oh my god.
What is that?
I burnt myself.
Everyone's going to see that. They're going to write bad things in the comments. They're going to say I burned you.
You didn't burn me. Okay. I was trying to pay you a compliment. You know what? I've changed my mind.
Change your
mind. I don't
want
to talk to you.
Yeah, keep going. Next question.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how confident were you that I'd say yes when you proposed?
10.
Of course.
What do you mean, of course?
You're the most confident person I know. You
would never
think that anybody would turn you down.
No. I didn't think you would turn
you
me down.
You could have asked my brother to marry you and you would have thought he'd say yes.
Probably.
Exactly.
I don't think you should be proposing to somebody. This isn't one of those things you're like, let me try
my
luck, see what happens, see what happens. Yeah. That's not my view.
Yeah. Last question.
Okay, drum roll.
What is your wish for the next 20 years?
Whoo, that is a loaded question.
That is.
I think we're doing a better job in this first 20 years of appreciating, I don't want to say the little things because they're not actually little.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're doing a better job of appreciating the gifts that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And I would really hope we could continue down that journey.
Mm-hmm.
There is little to nothing that we don't have the benefit of today.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't, I couldn't get you a gift for our 20th anniversary because we are blessed to be in a position where if there's something you want, you can go get it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That was not always the case for us.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the privilege we have, the not having a gift to buy for one another.
Mm-hmm.
Yet I feel like there are times when we're working on something and it's human nature to a certain extent, right? You released a song. You're happy with the way the song is performing. You're comparing it to another song that didn't perform as well. Or you release another song and now that one does not as well or slightly better. You get joy if it does better. You get sadness if it doesn't do as well, based on a metric that you've made up, mm-hmm. that nobody knows, mm-hmm. that you have almost no control over. Mm-hmm. I wish we do better and better at just letting things go, putting in our effort, mm-hmm. and appreciating the outcomes for good or bad. We shouldn't be seeking joy. Mm-hmm. We should be working to eliminate the things that block us from really enjoying that joy, because it's there. Mm-hmm. We feel it. There are certain days you wake up and you're just like so happy.
Yeah.
And then the next day you go to bed and you're angry.
Yeah.
Nothing has changed,
yeah.
in your environment. And we are lucky to not be in a place where, and we've been there.
Yeah.
So like we have direct things to reference when it was, oh, I can't take this trip,
yeah.
because it will be an economic hit that,
yeah.
should we do that? Should we not? I don't want to put it on my credit card. Like we've done all of that,
yeah.
and we're not doing any of that now.
Yeah.
So for me, it's just more and more just finding that, just enjoying the experience. Mm-hmm. I felt it the other day. I woke up and I was like, kids are asleep. You were asleep. It was quiet. Everyone's happy. I went to play pickleball. I had friends coming to play. I got a breakfast there. Came home. You guys were up and moving around. And I was like, we have this whole day in front of us. I got some exercise in. Had a good breakfast. Laughed with some friends. What is missing? Like, what's the problem? Mm-hmm. And I could have come home saying, I got my butt handed to me from my friends. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't even think of a bad thing. Like, it was so good. I just had a really good day. And I want to just digest more of that.
Yeah.
We get to make people laugh and share,
yeah.
our experiences with literally people across the world. That wasn't available to people before.
Yeah.
So what an experience. What a cool thing we're able to do. And there's always somebody ahead of you in no matter what you do. Mm-hmm. But don't forget to stop and look back,
yeah.
and see all the steps that you've taken to get where you are and really appreciate those.
It's like that saying, it takes many, many years of hard work to be an overnight success, right?
Yep.
So it's, you know, there's, you have to put in the work, you have to have the hard times, you have to have the highs, you have to have the lows, and then you can find this like beautiful, successful story.
You have to enjoy it.
But yeah.
Like, I don't know what.
So for me, my answer is literally that. I think that we do a really good job of finding those moments and catching those moments and holding on to them.
You can't take my
answer. I'm not.
You said literally that.
Okay, but I want to add to it.
Okay, change the answer.
Okay.
Just say my answer is very different and give the same answer and let's see who's paying attention in the back of the class.
Okay.
Okay.
For the next 20 years, I would like 10% less interruptions.
The show, bro. What do you want to change the name of the show? Sheena Less Interrupted by 10%? Okay, go ahead. Let's change it to Sheena Interrupt D. No D. No D. Just 10% off.
See you guys next week.
No, give your answer. This is a good, this is an important thing.
I think it's important to celebrate these moments too. Like, I think it's really, really important to stop and say, this was really good. Because if you don't stop, then it's hard to look back and say, oh, we've grown to here. You know, I think those moments where you stop and you actually acknowledge them and hold them and say,
Again with the holding, yes.
I want to hold my imaginary joy and celebrate it.
What does joy look like?
It's super excited.
What
it's
color?
Yellow.
Yeah, is it like furry? Yes. It is? So it's just like those images of like allergies and mucus and like, no. But those are green. And they're like, yours is like a little sun fluffy ball.
Yes.
Okay.
You have to celebrate those moments. You have to, like, the times where I haven't celebrated these little moments, I remember coming to you, I know we've talked about it after the fact and said, like, I wish we did a better job of this. I think it's just important to say, like, I had this crazy thing or this amazing thing or this beautiful thing happen.
I think I do that independent of you.
Yeah, maybe.
And I think you do that independent of me, and we sometimes do it together.
I think we should do more of it together.
Yeah, I like my... I try to every month...
Yeah. Oh, your post-it wall.
Put something on my wall that reflects something I was grateful for that month.
Yeah.
But then I also then started writing things if the most impactful or memorable thing in that month was actually negative.
Yeah.
I've started writing that as well.
Yeah.
And the reason I did that is because when I look at it, I've been doing this for a few years now, there are like three red items.
Yeah.
And the other 36 are blue.
Yeah.
And I'm very logical minded. So if I'm having a bad day or something, it's right in my office, it's on the wall. I literally look up and I see a sea of blue.
Yeah.
And then I see a couple of red here and there. And when I look back at the red, even those are not like in the grand scheme that significant.
Yeah.
Other than those that are related to health.
Yeah.
Or family. Like that's those are the only ones that I'm like, okay, yeah, that was bad.
Yeah.
But I needed to go through it. And it is something that I'm supported through everything else that's going well.
Yep.
What is this episode? This was supposed to be turned into a motivational speech.
That
was
all you.
No, you picked the questions.
I didn't do the motivational
speaking. You could have said how long ago, like into how many years do you get lingerie? You could have said like 2 years. Like you could have made it more fun.
You could have also...
I didn't make the questions.
But you could have also made the questions.
Like, no way. This is not my show. Yes. I told you I don't do these things.
You could have been part of the process. Bro, so
this chair has my name on the back. I'm talent. I show up. I do my talent. You fix my hair, my glasses, and I roll. Don't tell me to come do the editorial work. What is this?
If you wanted different questions, you could have brought different questions. You could have made up different questions while sitting on your fancy chair with your name on it.
What kind of a show is this? Go hire people.
Oh my God. We'll see you guys.
No, I'm not doing this extra work. I don't get paid anything to even be here.
Do you have any questions?
I'm like a volunteer guy and you're giving me more work to do.
Do you have any questions that you would like to ask me?
Yes.
What?
Do you know how much it costs to get a co-host for a podcast? Go post that on Indeed. Good luck to you guys. My last episode. I quit. Screw this shit. I don't really quit.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.